Simply Done, the podcast network.
Well, Mary Jane, we got to clean up this attic. Look at all this. All these episodes of the Big Three podcast.
Yeah, there's tons of them.
You know what? That kind of enthusiasm, Mary Jane, that just gave me an idea. What I should do is I should make some best of shows.
Oh, wow, that's a brilliant idea.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don, and I'm along basically today with just Mary Jane.
Hello.
Now, on today's podcast, we're not going to have a podcast at all. Instead, this episode is going to be one of those best of shows where we relive some great Big Three moments. I was thinking that even though we're done making Big Three podcasts, maybe we should go through our archives and make a few of these best of shows that we can put up over the upcoming weeks. Now, we'll do this, I guess, until I get tired of doing it. So until we're done, every 2 weeks, we'll put out something that is old, kind of new, but in a different format. Now, these shows won't have anything new from the Big Three, but I was thinking that it might be a good place to put out these shows, and if anything comes up with our pilot, we can give you an update here. So here's a chance to go back to a better time. Do you remember back in high school? When your team beat the big rivals in that crosstown clash? You remember your first kiss? Do you remember when you found out that your penis had other uses besides peeing? And the crazy thing? You did all this while listening to the Big Three podcast. Now, as you know, Perry can be a little bit of a, let's say a, what does your mom call it, Mary Jane?
Pickle, but he's worse than a pickle.
You're saying that your mother would call him Perry a pickle?
Well, I've been called two handfuls when she's frustrated with me, and I think that he might be 10 handfuls.
I don't think that's possible, but let's call him 2 handfuls, just for the record.
Oh, no, he's way worse than that.
Okay, well, I'm going to go on with this.
Please go on.
I shall. Now, for those of you that are fans of the Big Three podcast, you may know that Perry screams a lot. Sometimes his screams are so loud and high-pitched that only dogs can hear him. Now, if you like that kind of quality entertainment, this upcoming podcast is going to be for you. Because on this podcast, it's going to feature nothing but Perry's screams. So that's why we're calling this episode Screams and Yells from the Scaremaster. Because that's what you're going to get. Nothing but the very best of the best screams from the Scaremaster. Now, just so everybody understands, and I'm including the two new babies in the Big Three family, Perry Cherry and Howard Reese, this episode is going to feature screams, but only the ones that will be the high-intense, batshit crazy, eardrum-popping screams. So now that you've been warned, Vince, let's get this going. The Chilean mind collapse really affected you in a strong way.
It did, yeah. And later on in the show, we're going to be doing something special.
What'd you do, Perry?
God damn it.
First day on the show, and you break the...
Get in here!
Get in here! God damn it!
All right. Saul.
Oof.
Wait, Saul's leg.
What happened?
Wasn't even hooked up right for me!
Wait a minute. Is that your leg?
Yeah, it's below the knee.
Saul's leg. Are you okay?
That's very sore. I mean, you guys saw what happened, right?
I saw. Perry hit the mic. It hit you.
And then it fell over my
head. It seemed to me he threw it at you. Or introduce yourself.
Perry Caravello, better known as the Scaremaster, Scary Perry.
And where do you live?
In a house.
What's
an apartment. What do you mean, what's my address? What's your address? What's his address? Why do I have to give out my address? I'm not giving out my address, and you better keep your fucking mouth shut!
What are you so mad for?
I may vomit. I had too much vodka tea.
Okay.
Is there a bucket or a hat? I could...
No!
A hat.
Get up! Give me my hat back!
He's gonna be sick!
Don't shoot!
You're going to be sick of the hat.
Don't sit down! Sit down! Harry, you've got to talk! Harry, you've got to talk here! Say goodbye! You were unbreakable! Perry, you broke the...
You guys are breaking
No, you me. Almost broke the
He's
thing!
He's going to be sick!
Why don't you explain what you're doing?
What's this justice for the gays thing all
Shut up, Perry! I'm asking! Shut your fucking mouth! Shut your fucking mouth!
Randy Callahan put me in a catch-22 situation back in the early 90s. Okay, I was picking up on a girl on set when I was working on a commercial.
And he ended up being with the guy, and he gets gay bullied about it all the time.
Sit down! Perry! Perry!
Let go of my
Few rules! Few rules! Sit down!
Watch it for Loco.
Few rules! Sit down! You're not supposed to stand up.
Feel bad for you.
Oh, so thanks. I don't have any.
All right, it's not by you. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Don't yell. Don't yell. Don't you dare. Stop your yelling. Stop your fucking yelling. Stop your fucking yelling.
You die. He gets the money. Then you get the money back.
Wow.
Wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
Not when the bank that closed my account by sucking all my money out.
But Perry,
I don't want to talk about it because I'm gonna fucking kill somebody.
God damn it!
Don't throw the box of sausages.
Don't fucking bring it up again.
We're just finding out about your day.
You know, why are you guys rub this, rub that?
Because Perry, because I'll tell you something. And
because
then Perry, shut up.
I can't.
Shut up and listen. Shut up and listen. Shut your fucking mouth and listen.
I can't concentrate on the goddamn thing if you got this guy behind me rubbing me all over the fucking place.
I pay $100 every week to get a massage. Here's somebody, and I feel so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you on a radio show at the same time when you get this massage?
If I got one for free, I'd do it in a second. You said last week you'd be here and never give me a problem
you
again.
You said you blew Randy Callahan. You only jerked him off.
That's right. I only jerked him off.
Exactly.
I didn't blow the motherfucker, motherfucker.
Exactly.
But you lied because, according to Mole...
How did I lie?
Because you bragged... Because you bragged that you blew him. Sit down! Sit down! Sit down! Sit down!
It's our Christmas show.
Mole.
You gotta give me a second. Go ahead. You guys talk.
It's just...
Mole! Fuck the talking, goddammit! There's three sheets of fucking paper in front of you. Sign them now!
Why are you so mad, man?
We're just in the middle of something.
Perry, get him to sign it.
Would you get him to sign it down, motherfucker?
Mole, do something.
Sign the goddamn sheets of paper!
Hold on. You just return this.
Sign the fucking sheets of paper.
Okay.
I can sign.
I don't want you to sign. Get the fuck. No. Mole. God damn it.
What?
That's our fucking contract.
Don't sign that.
You're not supposed to sign anything, motherfucker.
Tim, I don't think
you're not a part of this.
I'm just trying to help, guys.
No, I don't want you to help. Get the fuck out of here.
No, don't tell him to get the fuck out. Let's
I'm going
to
tell him what
Perry,
the fuck
Perry,
to do.
Perry.
Get the fuck out
Perry,
of here.
Perry,
God,
settle
you.
Down.
Fuck you.
No, don't fuck
get
me.
Fuck
don't
here,
fuck
it.
Me. You want me out of here? I'm the host of the fucking show.
You're a piece of shit.
You want me to leave?
What is that, Scaremaster?
That's just...
You don't put that in there.
Just get the fuck out
of here!
Get the fuck out of here! Don't fucking touch my shit!
I was asking you what it was!
It's grease!
All right, well, don't put that in with the pasta!
It's not going in with the pasta, you monkey!
Don't put this
in with that!
No, it's not!
Get your hands off of me!
My
spaghetti sauce.
It's not spaghetti sauce.
It says right there, spaghetti sauce.
I don't give a fuck what it says.
It's totally organic.
It's all fucking grease.
Okay, I don't know that. Don't tell me. I was just asking.
God damn it.
I'm trying to learn how to make spaghetti.
You're in my kitchen. That's what you're. That's a rule you're not supposed to be in. Well, my kitchen.
We're doing a cook.
Get the fuck out of my goddamn kitchen. Let me have the $110 bill that I gave you back.
I don't.
Yes, you goddamn do.
I don't have $10. Perry, sit down. Sit down. Sit down, Perry. Perry, just sit down. Your neck is broken.
Let me see all those bills.
No.
Let me see all those bills.
No.
Because it's right fucking there.
No, it isn't. Why would I lie to you? Why would I lie to you?
Because you're a fucking crook.
No, you're a fucking crook. You're the fucking crook. Your neck brace is coming off.
God damn it.
Okay.
Give me my goddamn money.
Scaremaster, you are starving, Perry.
No, I'm not. Not anymore.
Acting.
Perry.
I don't give a fuck.
We're in mall play. Be professional. This is why Tempur-Pedic is great. This is why you are so
play along.
So we're in mall play.
Play along.
We're in mall
play. It's mall play.
Come on, be professional. What is the matter with you?
You want me to fucking spit it in your lap?
You do that and I'll beat the fuck out of your broken neck.
You called me up. It was a Saturday. I was home. You told me to come over immediately. So I did. I put my shoes on. I put my shirt on. I came over immediately. You said, sit on the couch now and sit on your hands. So I did. I sat on your couch. I sat on my hands. I didn't understand why. You went to your bedroom. You got a long barrel handgun.
Earlier today, it was a revolver. Until someone pointed out.
It was not a revolver.
But that's what you said.
I never said a revolver.
You said that earlier. You said that earlier. Yes, you did. Why are you upset? Why are you upset? Because you're lying. You're lying. That's why you're upset. I'm not a son of a bitch. I am not a son. You're the son of a bitch.
9mm handgun.
That's the part where you blow the dude, Perry.
What?
So, that's when you blew Randy Callahan.
I didn't blow the motherfucker.
You kicked me. You kicked me, and I'm gonna punch you back.
I didn't blow the motherfucker. You know what the fuck story is. And I'm not telling it again. I'm broker than shit. I never get paid any money.
That's because you spend all your time in court and not working.
You know, shut the fuck up about this goddamn drug thing.
I'm talking about for me.
Yeah, you're fucking pissing me off.
Who is?
He is. You are.
How am I pissing you off?
What the fuck did I fucking do? I did nothing.
Yeah,
fucking
pricks. If you break that mic.
I was just wondering about me. If I get a job over there, they going to make me pee in a cup or something?
Okay, we're gonna get back to the movie.
June 26th is a big day in this show because that guy right there. Tell him what you did on June 26th.
None of your business. You already know about it, so.
On June 26th, we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this guy having sex with a man.
I did not have sex with a fucking man.
It's called making love, dude.
I didn't make love with a fucking man.
Whatever you call
it. I was fucking raped. It was fucking...
What?
I was raped by this fucking guy.
You were raped by him?
This
Why didn't you say
guy,
this before?
You were hand raped.
He made sure that, he pleased me, and I jerked him off.
That's not rape. This is a consensual event between two
consenting.
It was not consensual, you fucking freak.
The last time I checked,
it was not fucking consensual.
If you have your hand, dark immense prick, and the goddamn hand stroking, and semen comes through the cock, this is a consensual act, at least in the courts of law in Holland.
He's got a point, at least from Holland's point of view.
Then why the fuck am I even here, okay? I'm the star of this show.
You're not the star of this show.
Oh, what are you? You're the dipshit that fucking always tells me that I'm the bad guy here.
You are the bad guy. You ruined my computer.
I didn't ruin your fucking computer.
Then who did?
It's a fucking virus out there on the fucking planet.
Who ruined my computer then?
Every cocksucker that's out there.
Every cocksucker. Oh, so they're friends of yours then. Is that what it is?
Go fuck yourself, you fucking queer. When I was a grocery clerk, I used to show up between 30 minutes to... Between 15 and 30 minutes early.
Do the lucky joke. Do the lucky joke. We blew the lucky manager.
What lucky joke?
The lucky joke where you blow the manager.
I didn't blow no fucking manager, faggot.
What joke you do?
Oh, God. Oh, man. You mean in my original, my very first stand-up?
Your classic first album.
Yeah. Let's see.
The Lucky's manager asked me to blow.
Shut up. How are you guys doing? I'm doing
pretty good. Start off with everybody wake up early. Morning's your for asshole.
Let me try to remember how the...
Yeah. I work at Lucky's.
Let's see.
My manager said, hey, why don't you give me a...
You know what, fucker? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth so I can remember the way the bit opens up.
That's what we need. We need you to just talk about nothing to open the show.
It's not easy for me to remember this.
It's not easy. It's your fucking bit.
It's a bit that I haven't touched in, God, ages. I should go back to the bit, huh?
No.
You got to remember it. You got to remember it before you go back to it, dude.
It's terrible.
I kind of still like it.
I haven't
do a fresh take on it. You know what you do? Instead of Lucky's, make it Whole Foods. I blew the manager at Whole Foods.
I didn't blow. Faggot! Shut your mouth, motherfucker! I never blew anyone!
Which reminds
us. In the joke you did.
Okay, this is getting a little tiresome.
Yeah, and all these motherfuckers will call me up on the fucking phone.
It's not my
fault.
And
send me Facebook messages. And shut the fuck out your phone. You don't want to put it all out there. You son of a bitch! You put it all out there on the fucking comedy store to the fucking internet, you fucking asshole!
I did this.
Yes!
The lucky joke?
He didn't do any joke. He's not even a funny guy.
Who is it?
You! Who are you? You're both the only funny, you fuckers!
What did I do?
What the fuck is your problem today? You brought your lawyer with you on a date?
My
for a girl that says she was helping
I was
you
with him.
Italian?
Look, I'm with him. We're doing my other stuff.
What's that? Suing people for no reason?
Fuck you!
Really?
It's family matters, motherfucker! Shut your fucking mouth! Or I'll fucking drill you into the fucking wall!
Really? Let me see you do that.
You don't need to grab nothing,
grab your fanny pack to help you be level.
What are you doing? Motherfucker! Get away from me!
Don't punch. Don't punch.
You fucking asshole. You fucking hit me in the nose. Go on, raise your fucking hand. Raise your hand.
I got glasses.
Sit over there.
Exactly. You guys have glasses.
Son of a bitch.
You wouldn't hit a scare master in glasses.
You fuck.
Tell me we got that on tape. Why do you shave your front?
It started with a girlfriend that I was dating some years ago.
And you just, you like it.
That she shaved me first.
Right. But then it grew back and you didn't have to do it again.
No, let me finish the story.
Okay, we're listening.
She shaved me first.
Hey, get a little energy, Sam Adams.
Shut the fuck up, asshole! You want me to tell you the fucking story? Shut the fuck up.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not saying a fucking word.
Okay, so she said shave.
Tell the story.
You open your fucking mouth. I'm not saying shit.
We're doing a podcast, Perry.
We're not doing a podcast. We're fucking with me.
How are we fucking with you? The following is addressed to Perry. Donna Mole, please don't take any offense to the following comments. I love you too. I work hard for my money, like any other good citizen. I pay my fair share of taxes. What sickens me to my core is when I hear about that lazy, irresponsible deadbeats abusing the system for their own personal gain. Last week I had to sit and listen to Perry brag, gloat, and giggle with great glee on how he's beating the system with his fake disability scheme.
Fake disability scheme? Fake disability scheme.
That's what he said.
Fake disability
That's
scheme.
That's what he said.
Fake disability
That's
scheme!
What he said.
Are you telling me the fucking thing is fake? You're telling me my character was fake?
That's what
Fuck
the guy said.
You!
That's Perry, the thing Perry. I wrote.
First of all, I think this is one man's opinion. I don't think Mole or I feel that.
That's what just what the guy said.
Yeah.
Let's hear him out. Maybe he raised some good points. And one lucky winner will be going to Perry's house for a spaghetti.
Sorry, that won't happen.
Why?
That will not happen. That's not gonna happen. Fuck you!
Trying to win spaghetti dinner at Scaremaster.
Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong. 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 Nobody comes to my house except for the people that are invited at my house. Nobody's invited in my apartment.
One night accommodation at Scare Masters.
And then,
wrong!
Not. But Mole,
Fuck you!
Before you confuse people, Mole, not everybody that gets a VIP sponsorship ticket is going to be able to have spaghetti dinner over at Perry's house. One couple.
Exactly. Yeah.
A girl, two guys.
No guys!
Right, let's make a rule there. If you do go two guys, don't
no guys are coming to my house. No guys are coming to my house. No guys are coming to my apartment.
If they win the spaghetti dinner sleepover.
They're not coming over.
Spaghetti and tuck them in. Not rocket science.
Perry, this is not a big deal. It's a fucking spaghetti dinner.
Nobody is coming
All
over.
All right, let's make this deal. How about this? They don't spend the night.
They're not coming over, period.
They can nap afterwards. They can hang out. They can. Okay, if they can't sleep on the couch.
Number one, did I invite them? No!
You won the contest.
That's what you get. It's got to be some kind of big prize.
No guys are invited in my apartment.
Come on.
No guys are invited in my apartment.
Well, people are already really excited about spaghetti sleepover.
Everybody's been talking about it. We put it up on the
Oh, oh really? Sure. Yeah.
Okay, we didn't.
Buying tickets for it.
No, fuck. Well, nobody's coming over because if they do, they're going to jail. They're going to jail. I will have them sent to jail.
What is this? Jail. What is this jail you speak of?
It's like Miley Cyrus, Doc.
Oh.
It's like, hello.
Jail. Shoulder up.
No one's coming to my apartment. If I did not invite them, they're not allowed over.
You just did.
Period.
You just did that.
I didn't invite anybody in my house.
You just said everyone come over.
I said no one's allowed over.
Them.
You cannot invite anybody
Why?
In my apartment.
Because
you don't live in my house. You're a homosexual and I can't stand you. Don't talk to me again. Period.
He's a therapist.
He's not a therapist. He's a fucking waste of my time. I only talk to you now or her.
Okay.
She's a lady. You're my fucking comedian business associate.
Okay, so if you have a question for him, you'll ask me and then I'll ask him.
All right. Can you ask Terry to put his hand on top of his forehead?
Perry, would you put your hand on top of your forehead?
Now, would you please ask him to put his other hand under his chin? Let's try that.
Okay. Perry, would you put your other hand underneath your chin?
Like this?
Like that?
That looks pretty good.
Okay. Now, what is that? What does that
for
tell
what?
You?
For
ask
what?
Him. Ask him what is going through his mind right now.
What is going through your mind at this exact second?
I feel like I'm doing something really stupid.
Put your hand there. Put him back. Okay. All right. Jesus he feels Christ. Like it's really stupid.
If he was to open up his mouth as far as it goes, can you ask him to do that?
Open up your mouth as far as it can open.
Okay. Let him know that just about any cock would fit in there.
Guess what, faggot? No cock is going to go in there.
Yeah, but I'm saying it would and it could.
Guess what, motherfucker? Eat my fucking ass! You fucking fag! I'm going to beat your fucking head in!
Harry, you have a broken...
I'm going to break him in two!
No, why? Because he...
He's a cocksucker! He's a fucking homosexual! I don't want nothing to do with him!
Technically, you would be the cocksucker if you kept...
No, technically, I'll break you in fucking
Perry,
two!
Stop threatening people.
Threatening? I'm going to kill the son of a bitch!
I brought him in here because you...
You brought him in here because he's a fucking homo! He wants to suck my dick!
That
and
is
you think
not
you want to make...
Reason.
And
that
you're trying to make
reason.
Me a fucking
no,
faggot
I'm not.
Now!
Don't blame me for your stupidity. I brought it. I don't know if this is working. I just don't know if
it's
working.
Not working. This guy's a homosexual.
All right.
And he wants to make me a homosexual. Why do I think you're gay? Oh, open your mouth. Oh, a dick can fit in their mouth. Oh, he could swallow what he puts in his mouth.
He didn't say that.
I didn't say that, first off. I'm saying you're exploring your own explorations.
Look, I'm not interested in gay shit. Look. I don't believe in that faggot stuff. Look, my
Randy
religious...
Callahan?
Randy Callahan guy got in trouble. That was my fucking boss, you sick fuck. Why he was my fucking casting director, you motherfucker. I got in trouble leaving a film set. God damn it, I have to explain this for 20 fucking years. Go fuck yourself.
All right.
Get the fuck out of
Perry,
my studio.
All right, it's not your studio.
This is my fucking place.
This isn't your
place. Get out of here now.
Perry, settle down. Settle down. You're acting irrational right now.
Because I got all these faggots that are fucking pushing me and ready to make me explode.
Who's the faggot pushing you?
This cocksucker, number one.
Dr. Tommy Morris, are you?
Cock. I've had my cock sucked, but it's never been me sucking.
I got in trouble.
All right, let's everybody settle down. I think we're getting out of hand.
I'm sorry. Not a faggot.
No, okay,
I will
stop.
Never be a faggot.
Stop. Stop.
I will not
Perry.
Allow
Perry.
Faggots in my life.
Hold on, Dr. Morris.
Technically, Morris. The moment a cock enters your mouth, you are a faggot for life.
Technically, the moment a cock will never enter my mouth.
Okay,
one
everybody.
Moment.
Perry,
cocks
you're
will never enter my fucking facility. Two, number three, you're going to get the fuck out of this place. Or I'm going to come out here and beat your fucking ass.
All right.
And I have no fucking
Perry,
strength.
Perry, you skip number two, number one, and I'm going to say this. Let's mellow the fuck out, everybody. You seem like in a real bad mood.
Yeah, what's going on, Skip?
It's almost like you lost a case in court or something like that.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh,
no.
Did you have court today?
I had court for 3 days in a row and I lost.
Oh, what happened?
But I'm appealing it, so.
Oh, good. Spend more time on this money. How much are you trying to get total?
No comment.
Just, it's like $3,000 or something like that?
Try $160,000.
$160,000.
Plus the house.
Wait a minute. What do you... Well,
can
confused.
We have some of that money? It's a lot of money.
It's none of your
Why
fuck.
Why don't you take that money
Jag
and
off.
Invest it into the show?
Yeah,
why don't you...
It's called my mom's will funds that were stolen.
All right, well, we didn't stolen them.
I didn't steal them. I had nothing to do with it.
My brother, the fucking thief, stole them.
Well,
and I'm not
shouldn't
more.
He get them too? Because he...
He His stole them, asshole! I'll fucking throw this at you, you son of a bitch!
Perry.
I'm just saying.
Shut up!
He's also her son.
He's not the... In the will, he was supposed to get one thing, and I'm supposed to get the other,
right.
And my oldest brother's supposed to get the
okay,
third.
But he
fucking stole
it.
Everything!
Yeah, well, he stole it all!
Well, why would he do that?
Maybe he was...
Because he's a fucking prick!
Okay, Perry, you seem a little upset.
That's fucking right, God damn it! I fucking throw this at you, too!
For what? What did I do?
What did I do? You let your brother be your mom's favorite and get all the money. Now you're all angry
about
it.
No, I didn't let my
mother. You were out there skateboarding, breaking your neck.
She wrote a fucking will.
Because she loved him the most.
Hey, asshole! Yes. She wrote a fucking will! Divided it three fucking ways!
Well, then why did he get all the money?
Because he's a fucking crook!
Yeah, but not really.
He's a goddamn motherfucking crook! And when he got my mom out of the fucking hospital, he got her back to the fucking house, then he fucking shipped a bunch of fucking papers and stole the fucking money!
Now, at Perry's apartment, you're going to get a chance to go inside the apartment, take some pictures. Take some pictures of his trophy that he was won. What other things besides the trophy are they going to be able to take a picture of?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Nothing else in the place.
Let him, you'll let him check out the CD collection.
I have a private apartment. But that's why I keep it shut like I do.
They could take pictures of the wall of all the shit you have on the wall.
Okay.
They can go through your CD collection. Check
no,
that
they
out.
Can't go
why
through.
Why not? Yeah, they can.
I said no, motherfucker! Because it's my private fucking collection!
But what if they want to look at stuff?
Are you ignorant?
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
I don't think so.
Nobody's supposed to go through his shit. And if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to have Perry inside there with you.
Or in the kitchen
you
sink.
You walk down the street.
Kitchen sink. That's a rule. I call it.
God damn, you're an ignorant motherfucker. No, you're in my house!
No do-over.
I'm not in anybody else's fucking place! You sick fuck! Get the fuck out of here! You're not invited over! Period!
He's not coming.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I'm coming over.
You're not coming in.
What if I'm the high bidder?
You're not coming in.
What if I'm the high bidder?
If you're the high bidder, it better be $20 million, you piece of shit!
What if I'm the high bidder's plus one?
You lost a sponsor for us today.
Yeah,
you did, Perry.
How did I lose a sponsor?
Okay, when you come to the secret location in West Hollywood, you were told to not park in front. You were told to go somewhere else. And you were going to go and wait by what the
hell? Wait, don't tell me that. I want to guess what sponsor we lost. I want to guess the sponsor.
We only have one.
Is it, Cupcake Kathy's?
Mo, shut up.
You shut up.
He lost his sponsor.
I'm allowed to guess what sponsor. Read the Bible, dude.
We only have
one,
Jagoff.
No, we don't. Not anymore. Now we're free.
What? I did nothing.
Yes, you did.
I parked
Perry,
the car. I put a quarter in the meter.
And what'd you
for
do?
For 10 minutes, I went inside.
He went inside where? You went inside where? A place you were told not to go inside until you got a call, which I tried to call you numerous times.
Oh, Jesus. We needed to use the restroom, okay?
Okay. I told you not to go there. You fucked up another sponsor, just like you did Neil Leeds. You are an idiot.
I didn't fuck up nobody.
Well, they're not sponsoring us anymore. And why? Did he yell at you when you went in there?
Who?
Huck.
He didn't yell at me when I went in there. I just asked if I needed to use the restroom. But when
you
he
asked
yelled,
him if you needed to use it?
So he did yell.
And wait, what did
when
they say?
He
did
yelled,
you need to use it or
he
not?
He yelled saying that, tell Don to not expect me to be ready with food for 10 fucking minutes. Tell him to call an hour earlier.
Right. Because you wouldn't pick up the fucking phone. You were told to not go in there until I call you. You did it again. You fucked
blame
up.
Blame me.
I am.
Blame me for everything.
Because you did it.
Third base.
What does that mean, Mo?
It's like we're doing who's on first. You guys do that part and then I come in with that.
Okay, Mo, I don't think you understand what's going on here. Perry lost another sponsor because
of
a stoop.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is. You were told.
Fuck you.
Perry, you were told.
Fuck you.
Fuck me. I ought to beat your fucking greasy fucking ass.
I'll tell you what you ought to do is get on the horn with Cupcake Kathy.
At least I take a shower once a day, not once a week.
Oh, yeah? I take one 2 times a day, and every time you come here, you smell like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, anyway.
Smell like shit.
We'll get to this, you dumb fuck. And you can't even take it. You went in when you were told not to.
Needed to use the restroom, Jesus.
Then you.
It had nothing to do with picking up the fucking food. He
you are a
straight out. Tell him to call an hour early.
Right.
An hour early. Not 10 minutes, you fuck.
You're the fucking moron. How can you not comprehend? How can you not comprehend this?
When you went to the bathroom, did you go yellow or bang bang?
Just
show
read.
Show him what you could do. Scare me. Show him what you could do.
Just read.
Okay.
Which starts with arg.
Arg.
But blow them away with this, dude.
Scare I cry as I, scare I cry as I feel scare weird. Master. Shut up, asshole.
Just blow them away with it.
Again. Arg. I cry as I feel a weird pinching
Scaremaster, 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 Scaremaster.
Shut up, asshole! I'm about to read!
You are so fucking unprofessional.
That, no, he's got the energy now.
All right, go ahead. Start from the beginning. Start from our...
Scaremaster, Scaremaster.
All right, first of all, this energy. Is a woman. This is a woman. It sounds more like a pirate. Read on.
I cry as I feel a weird pinching...
Scaremaster, Scaremaster. Do the arg thing, but the lady...
I'm going to hand the book back to you. If he starts speaking one last time...
I can't stop him.
What did
but
I
I'm
do?
Saying...
You open your fucking mouth, Jacob! Shut the fuck up!
One boss, last time!
The bosses upstairs have said you're going to do it. You will do what you're told to do. Perry, I don't know what's in your fucking system today, but it's bullshit.
Nothing is in my system today.
Strawberry
Absolutely
you?
Nothing but this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This. It's called water. I haven't had any fucking food all fucking day because I don't have no fucking money for it. I'm broken at shit, motherfucker. I ain't got that fucking paid.
Perry, can I say something that I've noticed? You're bringing your personal problems to the podcast.
But this show
it's
is...
It's called I Don't Get Fucking Paid on a fucking podcast.
You know what?
I ain't got the fucking money, you son of a bitch.
You make a good point, Mole. This is a show about not only what pop culture is, but it is about
our
own personal lives
and problems.
Dealing with a bisexual gypsy thief has to be quite difficult.
What?
I said dealing with a bisexual gypsy
thief. Who's a bisexual gypsy thief?
I believe they're talking about you, and they're saying it's quite difficult.
Bisexual? You mean pay for pussy sexual?
Hopefully that's what they mean.
They better mean that.
Okay, well, I wouldn't threaten.
It could also mean that you like dudes and ladies.
Excuse me, fucker. I don't like.
He's not the one that said it.
Hey, Jagoff!
He's not the one that said it. He's not the one that said it.
What
you called him a fucker. You called him a fucker, and he's not the one that said it. It was the bosses upstairs.
That's what it means.
Whoa, excuse me for just one second. I'm sorry. I'm listening to this along with you guys, and I had to stop it there just to take a little breather from the insanity. Now, for me, I've been in the middle of this insanity going on 23 years now. Yes, I have been the instigator on a lot of this, but this intensity of Perry really can wear you out. I originally met Perry at the Westwood Comedy Store in May of 1992. Now, there's some kids that were born in May of 1992. They've graduated from college. Some are married with kids of their own. And there are some fans that follow the Big Three podcast. They weren't even born when we started this Perry project. So I've been listening to Perry's intense energy longer than some of you have been alive. Think about that for a second. It makes me wonder, maybe I'm really the crazy one. So please, please understand why I had to get away from this insanity. Now, Mary Jane, you've been around the project for a while. Actually, about 10 years, right?
Uh-huh.
What has been the hardest part for you?
He's loud, he's creepy, and he smells.
Okay, I can't argue with any of that. Hopefully this break has been long enough for you, Mary Jane, and for all of you out there, because it's time to go back into this dark hole that is the Perry Project. Well, thanks, Perry. Thanks for fucking doing this. Thanks for fucking lying to me as usual.
Lying to you, huh?
Yeah.
Lying to you, sure.
Yeah,
you, bullshit. You, it was. I don't lie.
Yes,
you know
do.
I don't lie.
You did. You lied.
No, I'm not a liar.
You lie constantly. You lie constantly. You lie constantly. You lie constantly. You lie constantly.
Fucking piece of shit.
You lie constantly.
I'm done with her. I'm done with him.
What did I do?
You all a bunch of fucking losers.
It's just unbelievable how many people are getting behind you, Scaremaster.
I tell you why they get behind
them. It's just unbelievable how you fucking queers are into this shit.
Not what, as
are you talking
as
to me?
Yeah, I'm
you.
Talking to you. Whoa. And I'm talking to this fucking
what did
faggot.
I do?
You're a couple of fags getting behind these fucking fags.
Oh, please.
How can you say that, Perry?
How can I not say that?
There's no public record of Moeller and I ever doing anything with a man. Clearly, there is with you. With
go
a couple.
Mud shark fishing.
Oh, God. Look, I admitted what happened to me, okay?
Please don't stop bragging the story again.
I could have hit it a long time
please
ago.
Please stop bragging.
But I was so guilty about it. That's why I cried to you. And what did you do? You fucking announced it.
I never told
at the comedy store.
That's you told everybody.
That's not the truth. That's not the truth. That's not the truth at all. That's not the truth at all. No, to tell you the truth, what I heard, the owner of the comedy store actually heard about it through, you know, the social
media. Through you! Through you!
It's not true at all, Perry.
Oh, my God.
Why would I do that to you?
Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, is it returning?
Well, I'll tell you this. I have some good news and I have some bad news. What do you want to hear first?
The bad news, the good news.
Bad news.
Okay. I really believe in my heart of hearts, VPN is not interested in bringing you guys on right now.
Right now.
What's the good news?
Well, and then let me explain this. It might not be on content. It might be because of the fact you guys don't have a big fan base.
And also, you know, the other thing, too, that I've been hearing around there is that they like her a lot, but maybe they just swap Scaremaster out for some other talent, let someone else try to co-host it, and that could propel
excuse me, it's my show.
It doesn't matter who hosts it,
it's dude. My show.
No, you so you.
Excuse me, asshole!
Always be
regarded as
the
original. It's my show!
Always be
I'm the one in charge of that
listen,
show!
You'll still be
that
fine.
Show go on.
You're like Jack
oh,
Carr.
Listen. Fucking show!
But you gotta let people chili. See the tour of the apartment.
Yeah.
No!
Oh, the apartment, let him use your bathroom.
Fuck off!
That's
why
what
not?
People want.
Let him go into your no, kitchen then, and let then them use the no, bathroom.
Look,
let them
wait
touch
a second.
The trophy.
Look, right there!
Why can't people
no,
the trophy?
No!
And go
no! No, there's
TVs.
Nobody coming over!
Why
nobody coming into my apartment!
And go
no,
to the shower.
Party.
Why can't they
look
use your bathroom
house.
In your kitchen?
What if we did that?
Just come over.
Party.
Go over there. Why aren't people allowed
just try
to
listen.
No one is allowed over unless I invite them.
But what if they paid $15 a ticket?
And $10,000
a ticket. Or go and get it. What date do we have set?
We don't have anything set. A schedule.
Are you going on a date with
well,
Dan?
Well, that's what we need. We need a date scheduled
well,
for
stop asking Dan on a date.
Would you shut your fucking mouth?
Well, stop asking
shut up, motherfucker! I want to ask
a date.
All right, I don't want to date you. All right, just off the bat, this is not
starting
cool.
First
with
of my all, question.
I'd probably have to pick up the tab on that. So,
starting with the
no.
question I'm
yeah,
asking.
And if he picked up the crab, there's no way you're getting Alaskan and crab legs because last time someone ordered that on a date, he freaked.
When can we schedule... What date can we schedule?
I don't want to go on a date with you.
Date?
I don't want to do that.
I am not asking you for a date, you flaming faggot.
I'm not a faggot. I'm not asking you for a date. Who's the flaming F thing yeah. that you just said? Jeez, oh, man.
Hey, the comedy, Pure Rock Resurrection.
Scaremaster, let me ask
shut
you a
up.
Question.
Shut up. Question. I don't want to hear a fucking word out of your mouth or I break it.
It's just a question.
I heard apartment 202 is becoming available soon at the Nice.
Thank you.
No long. By the way, don't write down his address because I'm not saying that.
Right. We go.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. And then that way we get off.
Scam Master, show us how we do it.
No, a little more like this.
I don't live near him anymore.
Okay.
Oh, where do you live now? Did you move already?
I'm moving. Oh. I don't have a new
place
yet.
What is the moving party?
There is not.
Why don't you let us come over?
Shut up! Shut up, motherfucker!
DVDs. I'll move the award. The trophies.
There is no moving party.
I'll move your mom's credenza.
You can keep that.
There's no moving party. Number
I'm
one.
Come over this week.
Number two.
Dan and I are going to come over. I'm going to bring
number one.
What day is
Quincy,
going to be?
No moving party. Number two.
We got to get fans to come over.
I'm finding my new apartment. Have no clue where I'm going yet.
Okay.
There's too much fucking
damage.
So the fans damage.
Can come over.
There is too much
fans
fucking
can move
damage.
Stuff.
And the goddamn motherfucker. Shut your mouth. Shut your fucking mouth. You want me to beat the fucking
cocksucking
shit out of you now?
Fans can move stuff.
Get a picture of the drool coming out of his mouth. Oh, let him shoot that.
Fix the microphone. Scaremaster, fans can move your CDs and your DVDs. This is a chance for people to get in and really see your stuff. And they can touch your stuff and put it in boxes and move your stuff in those boxes to your new apartment.
Just the
they can
same
know
way.
Where your apartment is. And that way they'll know where your old apartment
the
was.
The exact same way John Lennon got killed.
How's that?
Somebody found no some move. Fucking
a
fan.
A movie party?
Some fucking fan found out where John Lennon lived, stalked the shit out of John Lennon, found out, you know, where he's going.
But you got to admit.
And he got killed.
But
I don't want anybody to know where the fuck I live ever again.
Yeah, but then if they know where you live, they can help you move your
then
stuff.
Then if they know
over
where
there.
I live, they can fucking have me killed.
But if like they don't know where you live, how are they going to help move your stuff over there? There's enough going on today in this very day and age to talk about, to get to, you know what I mean? Our personal lives and what else, Scaremaster?
Pop culture.
Exactly. Right.
Now,
real quick.
About that fact.
What
about
fact?
Pop culture
about,
or your personal life?
About both.
Comedy Pure.
There's, but there's one of them is going to be.
Wait a second,
the other one.
Shut up!
You seem very edgy.
There's a fucking page on
I'm
the internet.
I'm asking you if it was pop culture.
I'm going to delete everybody!
If they don't do what I say.
But you is this what? Pop culture or your personal life? Oh, I guess because it's personal. Facebook and it's your personal
because
stuff.
Because I'm getting sick and
oh,
tired.
But, oh, that's interesting.
I mean, fucking sick and tired of all you cocksuckers out there bringing up that bullshit that happened 20 plus years ago.
All right. Dear Big Three, I know I've given my resignation as the editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks, but I now may have to completely stop listening, writing, and being part of the Big Three podcast. I've given this project my heart and soul, but I have to face reality that your dirtbag Javajo Gypsy is just a bad guy and is never going to change. I feel that I can no longer become part of this train wreck that is an undesirable jerk has created. This Italian wannabe, I'm sure, will deny being the piece of shit that he is, but in the computer hacking business that I'm in, proof is needed. I'm not...
Computer hacking business, huh?
Yeah.
I'm hey, going nice, to find nice this motherfucker, and I'm going to break his fucking fingers so he can't type in that goddamn...
Whoa.
He'd have to use a pencil in his mouth or something.
Ugh, shit, I can't
or one of those
talk.
Things in a wheelchair. Where you
or
rah, rah,
or voice activated.
Right. Bingo.
Software. Something.
I'm not talking about the way he acts away from the show with the things... Like his scamming the U.S. government with his fake disability.
Scamming the U.S. government with a fake disability. Oh, hey, Mr. Fucking.
You don't know who
you are. You're a piece of shit.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, jack off. Have you ever been hit by
we
a fucking
know.
Old cunt on the wrong side of the freeway?
We don't know who it is yet. We don't know who's who the letter's from.
Let
yet,
me
dude. Let him finish it.
I already God, know who it is.
Don't know.
Let me read on. Let me read on.
Our listeners don't know.
Let
that.
Me read on.
I didn't do that shit on purpose.
I didn't do it because I wanted him to fucking blow me.
I think.
God damn it, these motherfuckers.
I think what he's saying is this.
You did it on purpose because you want.
I didn't do it. Shut up, purpose. Shut your fucking mouth. Shut up.
That's what people say.
Perry, sit down. Sit down. Perry, sit down. Perry, sit down.
Sit, Perry.
Perry, sit down. Perry, sit down. What are you doing?
Scare master.
I think that what he's.
Look! What happened was because I was so nice and loving to this.
No, we know. Stop bragging. You're a loving
fucking
dude.
Fucking chick.
Got a lot of
all right. But here's what he's saying. In all fairness, settle down for a second. Settle down. First of all, let me say this. This whole thing happened almost 21 years ago. And I am tired of people bringing it up. But Perry, what he is trying to say is that you claim that was rape. And there's a lot.
Yeah.
Rape.
Yeah.
He forced you.
Yo. What are you going to call it?
I'm going to call it you had an option and you decided to go.
You followed your urge. You followed your urges. You
the option was either I lose my life as an entertainer.
But that was bullshit.
Which I my fucking retarded brain
said
I didn't understand it at the time.
Yeah.
Because I was brand new in the business.
I just don't think it was rape. I don't think it was rape. You got something out of it. It would be like some girl wanting to sleep to the top and fucking somebody, and then after she got what she wanted, she said, "Oh, no, by the way, he raped me. That's how I got this." You can't
do
that.
A lot of girls do that shit.
I know.
Oh, you like one of those girls?
And is that what you're saying you did?
No.
I think you should just admit it.
Admit what?
You like it. It's your thing.
I don't like it, motherfucker!
Sit down! Perry, sit down.
I don't mean like it. I mean like in like with it. And like when it happened, you're like, this is awesome.
Did you say that, Perry?
No, not like this is awesome. Like you're like, you're going, phew, Hollywood. More like Holly Weird, right?
Is that what you said? When you walked out of Randy's office, whoa, Hollywood, more like Holly Weird. Did you say
that? Or did you do it while he was doing it? When he was doing it, you're like, phew.
I didn't say anything.
What a week I'm having.
I don't even remember what I thought or what I... Actually, I was suicidal after I walked out of
what?
That.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to kill myself.
Why?
Because it was the most disgusting
thing
I've
ever
done.
Okay, but Perry, are you serious?
And I even told you that I was going to kill myself, too.
Oh, that's right.
That
I remember.
Is that when you started skateboarding?
And I remember, thank goodness I kept it a secret, because I'm glad that didn't
you
get
you didn't
up.
Keep shit
bullshit.
A secret.
Bullshit. I
you
never told this
comedy
so...
store.
That's a
oh,
lie.
Oh, you blew it up right away. Right the fuck away, you fucking...
That is a lie.
Open your
you're
fucking
accusing
mouth like
me
a
of something
pig.
That did not happen.
You've been blowing your fucking mouth off
oh,
for 21
Perry, come on.
Years.
I never said a thing.
You've been making everybody
I am the guy that constantly says...
Everybody,
stop.
On the goddamn fucking podcast, on the goddamn fucking TV show, on the goddamn stage of the fucking comedy store, 21 fucking years.
Scaremaster, can you please stop bragging about it for 2 seconds? My God, it's all you ever... You want to be defined by that thing.
Yeah,
let's move on, man.
Try to move
I've
on.
I've been trying to get away from
well,
it.
Who brought it
and
up?
You did!
Who's doing
you
it?
Did.
No, I
did! You did!
I most
shut
certainly
up.
Did not.
Sit down, I Perry! Sit down, Perry. Perry, sit
hey,
down.
Perry.
Sit down, Perry. What are you doing?
The
you
Randy Gilliam thing, and you
and
lost
you brought
it.
That up.
Yeah,
I'm tired of hearing.
Well, I'm tired of you yelling.
I'm tired of you saying that fucking name. Well, let's
look
talk about what you were doing
fucking said years ago, asshole.
Then let's talk about what we were, what you were doing in Chicago.
I cannot bring that up.
Why not?
Because it's a private matter.
But it's a personal
that was never
life.
Supposed to be told.
Oh, it's personal.
It's
life,
all
about
my fucking life.
It's
all about my fucking life. You son of a bitch. Go fuck yourself.
Pop personal lives.
See, I told you. He has a temper.
Hey, so you got to make sure that it's union when you do it, okay?
Quiet, please.
Cry it.
Quiet.
Oh, I thought you said cry.
Q-U-I.
But I thought you said cry it.
Please.
Okay. Well, you did say cry it. You made a mistake.
Quiet, quiet.
But maybe it says like on the directions to
cry. Oh, shut up! Hey,
I'm just trying to make sure you're doing a union job.
Do the best you can, because I'd love to see you get this. What's the matter?
Hey, everybody. My name is Scary
Perry. You're doing like you're going to stop talking.
Forget it. There's no commercial.
Oh, you're just going like this.
Perry, oh, you want me to have it back.
Perry, read the commercial.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Read it.
Keep up his fucking mouth. I can't do shit on this cocksucker because I'm going to fucking put my fist on his fucking throat and teach the son of a bitch to shut the fuck up.
Use that energy.
Do I get to advertise Scary Perry Skateboards?
You mean 60 Seconds with Perry? I don't know.
You're going to yell at me again?
I'm not going to yell at you. Why would I do that?
You always do it when you say go.
Wolfie is a very calming figure in your life since he's come part of the show.
True.
You seem much calmer since he's been on. Go!
www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's S-C-A-R-Y-P-E-R-R-Y.
Are you still selling the same kind of skateboards, or are you selling different ones now?
You know, if you would shut your mouth, I could do my commercial.
But he does have the new T-shirts that he ripped off from Terrifying Tim.
Yeah, but
now I can't even do my commercial. SK, the number 8, boards.com.
That's why I'm asking you.
Skateboards.
People don't know. Okay, do you want to skate? Okay, like skating? Like skating rings?
Skateboard decks, T-shirts.
Skateboarddecks.com.
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
Where do the decks come from?
The decks are Canadian maple wood made right here in Southern California.
There's a garage sale going on.
A garage sale.
In Atwater Village.
Please.
And the kid had like 2 skateboards.
Rip City in Santa Monica, California.
Stop! That was 60 Seconds with Perry.
Oh, stop interrupting my fucking commercial, you son of a bitch!
Why'd you... Perry...
What did I do?
What the fuck did you just...
I'm getting fucking pissed!
What?
How did I do that?
I didn't do that. I didn't ruin it.
Shut the fuck up!
If anything, I just tried to bring a little bit of energy to it.
I tried
to help you with the commercial.
Why are you yelling?
Point out some...
Why
are you
yelling?
But I'm trying to help you like get your points across in the commercial that sometimes you're missing certain... You're missing key talking
Perry,
points.
What are you doing? Like this is not showing
the selling
team player.
Right,
when you're trying to do a commercial.
Team effort.
No, you're the one with no team spirit.
I help you with the commercials because you always mess them up.
Never help
me.
Doing
them, you're like,
mess anything, you fuck it all up.
I don't know what I should say about my commercial. And then I help you with the commercial, and we get to do the commercial.
Oh, God. Yeah, you always fuck up my goddamn commercial.
Oh, come on.
Scary,
you can't do it. You've already done it. You've already had your time. You can't continue on. You had 60 seconds.
Perry,
nobody else has any time. Stop it, Perry. You can't do that.
Fuck all of you, you cocksuckers. He fucks up my goddamn commercial.
Team player.
You're not being a team player by yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you. You're the one doing all the yelling. You're not a team player.
I would say this: if you really are shopping for a skateboard and you really want the best one, go to Terrifying Tim
skateboard.com.
God rest his soul.
The best skateboards you can buy.
Fuck off! Fuck you!
You know
he is not a skateboarder. He's a wannabe.
All money goes to help find Terrifying Tim.
He's been over a year.
Big fucking deal.
I miss him dearly.
Terrifying Tim.
Miss him dearly.
Piece of shit.
Or will it be Kyle Dickey?
Excuse me! That motherfucker blew smoke on me again!
Who did?
Yeah, cocksucker!
What did I do?
Calm down, Perry.
He fucking did it again!
What are you talking
Calm
about?
Calm down, sit, behave.
You blow smoke at me again!
Right,
okay. You do it again! I'm gonna beat your fucking head in!
You're telling me to do
Perry,
it again!
Perry, sit! Sit down now, Perry!
Do me a favor!
Sit down.
Why did I even come back to this?
I don't know. Sit down.
Why did I come back to this?
Down.
I thought we had an agreement that would never happen again.
What happened?
You blew smoke in my face!
Not really.
Sit down.
Not really.
You lying son of a bitch!
I'm way back here.
Sit down.
First off, it's apple cherry wood tobacco smoke.
I don't give a flying fuck what kind of fucking tobacco
it is. This
is
the perfect opportunity.
I don't give a fuck!
To do a little product placement.
I don't care!
This is
you're gonna die, you motherfucker!
That's where
you're going to die!
Spark up.
Never!
Here, come on, spark it up. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to kill me?
No, how about this?
How's you want to kill me?
No, why?
You want to kill me? Do it again. You want to fucking see me die right in fucking front of you?
Why would you die?
Perry,
why would you die?
Hold on, hold on. Let me just ask you a question. What you're doing right now is this.
I'm venting because I don't like tobacco.
Look at me. It's not tobacco. It's apple wood, cherry wood.
I don't give a fuck.
It's ACT.
I don't give a flying fuck what it is.
It's ACT.
Marijuana, apple, cherry, fucking cigarettes, pipe. I don't care. I don't like any of it.
All right, Perry, the show's not over.
ACT is one of our best sponsors.
Are you really going to end the show right now?
I can't stand smoke blown in my face.
Who blew it in your face?
You did!
10 feet away
you
from
did!
You. I'm way over there.
How's it in your face?
I'm 10 feet away from
okay.
you.
Okay, now apologize to Mole for yelling at him.
Thank you.
Fuck you!
I'm still disappointed. Last week I proved that you owe me all your $10 shout outs, and it doesn't matter. You can make
it
bad.
No, it does matter. It
fucking does matter, motherfucker! You want to have a party in my house? Fuck you, you cocksucker! I get my goddamn $10 shout outs, you fucking pile of shit!
What? I couldn't hear you.
He brings up some interesting points, Dan.
There's not going to be a party at my house if you want to fucking Jew me and rip me off for $10 shoutouts, you fucking cocksucker.
Okay, let me ask you this. So you can make a bet. And then
a
when you
bet?
Last week
that's
we played.
A little anti-Semitic.
There's no betting. You're a fucking businessman. Business partner. I didn't lose shit.
You made a bet and you lost.
I want nothing to do with these gay shit.
Okay.
Because I never will be gay. I will not be a homosexual. And what happened to me once, I was raped. God damn it, fucking get over it. It was 21 fucking years ago. Stop fucking giving me shit over it.
About what? Hey, Big Three, I was just writing to say that I absolutely agree with Don when he gets upset about people constantly bringing up the Randy Callahan situation.
We were just
talking about that.
Thank you.
I'm a university student, and recently in my arts and entertainment class, we were asked to give the presentation about a person who transcends pop culture. I chose the Scaremaster.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Because I wanted to spread the word about what really happened with Randy Callahan. And I'm sure Perry will be proud to hear that I stood up in front of a lecture hall of 500 students with a live stream to C-SPAN and explained that Perry did not blow Randy Callahan. This is one of my favorite letters
ever.
Well,
that's nice. Thank you so much.
Perry merely stood over Randy, reached his hand down into Randy's pants, cupped his balls, pulled out his penis, and proceeded to give him a furious hand job. That is it. God, I like
it. I didn't furiously give him a hand job.
Didn't you? Oh, you took it slow?
It was two fucking fingers.
Did you go slow or did you go fast?
His dick was so small.
How small was it?
His dick was small.
Are you telling a joke?
Why are you complaining? Why do you always complain that his penis was so small?
Because it was.
Are you into bigger cocks?
You were disappointed?
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. It was disgusting.
In
it was
a way.
Hilarious.
In a way. I've always admired you. As mad as you get about the whole thing.
You're like, I wish it was bigger.
You do see. Well, you do see the funny side of it.
Yeah, the funny side of it.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Just the funny side. He sees no bad side about it.
I see that it's disgusting. I see I want no one to bring
it
up anymore.
You said that's it. Then that wasn't
it. But I want to stop bringing it up.
If you made love to the man, okay?
Oh, my fucking God.
Would you shut the fuck up, you flaming faggot? I'm using the F word right now, you cocksucker. You're a fucking fag. And stop giving me shit.
You motherfucker.
Scam?
Yeah.
It's not a scam.
You scam everybody. What do you think, Mole? Am I crazy on this?
I scam everybody? Well, why does it take so long for me to get paid for the Windy Weekend?
I've been waiting for your accountant to call me.
And also, Scam Master, you owe him money for the skateboards first.
Yo, first?
Yes, that was the deal.
I paid my bills!
That was the deal, though.
I paid my fucking bills!
But you gotta pay him for selling skateboards.
God damn it, for this fucking weekend!
Pay him for the skateboards, then he can pay for the weekend after sometime.
When you turn that mic, I can't hear you, number one. You've got to be able to
Scam Master, here's the deal. He'll pay you for the Windy Weekend somewhere down the road. Don't worry about it.
No,
he'll catch up on the backside.
No, asshole!
Dude,
asshole!
Don't worry about it.
I get paid tonight, goddammit!
I get fucking paid tonight,
or I go nowhere!
Okay, well, then you go nowhere, because the last time that you spoke with me, we spoke last week, you said that you were going to have your accountant get in touch with me. He never called.
And look at all those $10 shout-outs, Scam Master.
Yeah. You got
us. Oh, $10 shout outs.
Is that what time it is?
You want to talk to Sam tonight? That's my accountant.
That's your accountant?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You just lost $1,000. I'm going to hide it from your accountant then. You just lost $1,000.
You are going to lose your life.
Really? You're going to threaten me? Where's my money? Last week,
I paid a fucking bill, asshole.
Okay. Well, I paid bills too.
Damn.
I had to pay rent.
Hey, who's Bill? Is that some
good
dude?
One, Mole? That's funny.
She loved Amy. That was her thing.
She didn't love Amy.
Please.
She was my mother.
She loved Amy and Brian. She wanted to leave
them everything. Look, motherfucker. She didn't love Amy and Brian and leave them
then
everything.
Why didn't she leave them all the money?
Because she was all drunk and getting them misconfused, you fuck.
Nah, that's
she
loved them. Those were her
she
kids.
She was fucked up in the head Brian and Amy fucking fucked her over.
Amy's the daughter she
Amy
never
was
had.
Shit.
Wow, we're starting out with a good last show for sure.
Saying,
right out of the
Amy
shoot.
Amy LeBrant is the daughter that she never had.
Question about your mother, now that we're talking about her. Did she accept Tyrann Fluzzo as a daughter?
No, she didn't.
Of course she did.
She did not. She did not. She had a connection.
What do you know, motherfucker? You don't know shit.
Clearly, there was a connection that she had that you can't get over.
Now, here's what we're going to do. Fuck an inconsiderate fuck.
Inconsiderate fuck? That's me.
All right. You know what? We're not going to do it at all now. I'll just keep the $1,000 and I'll pay when I get the money back.
You know what we can do now?
You inconsiderate fuck. Apologize this second or I'm playing the game.
I'm sorry.
For what?
For being inconsiderate.
What do you mean by that?
By being rude.
What'd you say?
By saying bad things.
Okay. I'll accept your apology. All right. Here's what we can do. Mole, you're going to get your choice. Now, I'm going to give $1,000 to one of you. Now, this will be taken out of your check when we get it, probably this upcoming week. So you'll get the money now, but $1,000 will be taken out of your check when you get it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. Mary Jane, I put something over there. I believe that there's a pie there.
I can't have any pie.
Okay, you got to listen. This makes it easy.
I'll do it.
If you can eat this pie.
It's a good pie.
I can't eat any fucking pie.
Okay.
I have a fucking colonoscopy I have to do.
On Wednesday.
There you go. Here's the money then, Mo.
Hey, you did.
What are you going to do? Perry, if you knock anything over, I would sit down because you'll never get a dime from us. If you walk out of here, you will not get a fucking dime, you piece of fucking shit. Sit your fucking guinea ass down.
What kind of pie is it?
It's a cherry pie.
Oh, my God. That's both mine and Scare
It doesn't
Master's
matter.
Favor.
You win. You get $1,000.
What did Scare Master have to do the pie in time?
I can't eat the fucking pie.
Okay.
Why?
Then he
Why
gets-
because I got a fucking diet started today. Son of a bitch.
Who said?
Who's this son?
The doctors, you fucking assholes. Oh, my God. What the fuck are you doing to me? This is driving me out of my fucking mind.
What did the doctor say?
Let me ask you
no
this.
No cherry pie extensions? Scare Master, and this is, okay, forget about that whole thing going on Carnival Cruise. But you two, as grown men, okay, you're a grown man, you just celebrated.
I'm not gay!
We get
how
that.
How many fucking times, for how many fucking years, do I gotta say, I'm not a homosexual? I'm not, and I'm gonna use this fucking word, I'm not a faggot! You got that, you cocksucker? I'm not gay!
I get it, but listen, let me ask you.
So stop! End the fucking story, you son of a bitch! Now pay me and get me the fuck out of here!
I did not go there to date rape your agent Tom. I went there to fit him with my mama's wedding gown for our wedding.
Oh, brother.
But first I drugged him so that I could really enjoy
him.
Oh,
Christ.
Yes?
I have no comments because that means I have no answers. It's disgusting. It's mean. It's hateful. I want nothing to do with you over this shit. You offend me again by doing this to him, and I'm glad that this is it. I'm glad this is it. This is the last show. And I want nothing to do. This is the last time I want to ever talk to you again. Gabish! Hey! Hey! I'm done talking to you! You sick, perverted, faggot fuck!
I don't think you understand. This is my mama's hand-me-down wedding gown.
Go fuck yourself, you fag.
Faggot!
You're a flaming faggot! I hate faggots! Goodbye!
Okay, he's not talking. I think he's upset. I don't know why he's upset. This has nothing
to do. I think I understand.
You don't know why I'm upset? Are you out of your fucking mind?
I have no idea.
I have no idea why you're upset. What did I say about faggots? I hate faggots! Faggots are out of my life! They will never enter my life! I got you understand me?
No.
I hate faggots! He is a faggot! I'm disgusted! I'm fed up!
Okay, but
I'm about ready to just say call it quits with everything and say fuck everybody and just leave.
Okay, does it matter to me if you do that? No.
Dan, can I just say something?
Why do you have this fucking attitude about me?
Because I'm no longer working with you. Let Mole say something.
Well, why don't you just
give Mole a chance? Give Mole a chance. Give Mole a chance to talk.
If you don't want to work with me anymore, give me my fucking life back.
I don't want to work with you anymore.
Give me my life back.
When are we coming over for filet mignon?
You promised us last week you said you'd give us filet mignon. You're a liar. I will be there for the pool party on the 16th. The 8 lucky winners that get to stay.
There's no pool party at my house.
There's no fucking party at my fucking apartment. You understand me? You sick fucking bastards.
You seem like you're on the fence about having this pool party and the 8 people over.
Pool party? Well,
that's on Saturday.
We gotta get in a bikini shape, fellas.
There is no fucking party!
I really love the idea of the prime rib and the pinata. That is an excellent idea.
There is no party!
For sure.
Positive! You show up, I'll have you arrested!
God damn it! What happens if we show up with police officers?
Show up with the cops.
Maybe I will.
From this fucking precinct down the street or the precinct by my house. Show up with the cops.
You don't have to yell at us. We'll show up. Why are you yelling at us? Fine. You want us to be there. We'll be there.
But if you show up at all, I'm going to throw you out.
Why?
There's no fucking party at my house. You sons of bitch!
But you just screamed at us to show up.
I said no!
This is the thing. You gotta understand what we're
doing.
Hey, Perry. I'm not gonna shut my mouth. We're doing a podcast.
You're giving mixed signals.
That's like Like, in your religion,
he gave mixed signals, for
I
sure.
Just, I'm not
he invites
what
us over to the
You're
blue
not
house.
Invited
then he says he's
not,
but you just said
now.
Moments ago if we bring
cops.
Perry, I gotta say something for the first time ever. You gotta lighten up a little bit, okay?
Our producer, John Quincy Adams.
He's the producer of Windy City, Heat.
He is in love with Tom Brennan.
John Quincy Adams is as gay as a fucking $3 bill.
And so is,
and he
so
is
Tom.
Not,
I do not think
Tom
he's
Brennan
gay.
Is not gay.
Let me ask
Tom
you this.
Tom Brennan is not a fucking flamer like Quincy.
Okay.
Tom
well,
Brennan was raped like I was
okay,
raped.
Okay, yeah, you
so,
were raped.
So, shut the fuck up
okay,
about that
can
bullshit.
Can I ask him one
no,
question?
No, there's no fucking questions to ask.
There is a question to ask.
Because it's complete motherfucking bullshit.
Okay,
if you want to ask
I have a
question,
feeling that he
question.
Wanted it to happen.
He didn't want any of that bullshit to happen. You fucking faggot over there. You're the one that got
Then why didn't he go to the police?
You motherfucker.
Why didn't he go to the police?
Then? Because
he has
to help me!
Scare
you son
me.
Of a bitch!
If I
he has to help me! And I'm gonna fucking tear your fucking head apart! You fuck! You motherfucker! Get
Perry.
The fuck out of here!
You are on fire today. What were you going
to
say, Mole?
I just wanted to, for the listeners and the viewers who aren't familiar with the story of what's going on.
I was trying to explain
Perry
it, but...
joined the stable of Brennan Entertainment. After which I asked Scaremaster if I could also be a...
And I said no!
You were vague.
I said no!
So
okay,
was, no,
but let's just...
No.
This
but
is the past. That was a long
friend,
time ago.
But, exactly. But our friend and the producer of Windy City Heat, John Quincy Adams...
He's not my friend. He's your gay friend.
Okay.
He's your bed buddy!
Okay.
Isn't he? Isn't he?
Just...
Isn't he? You're a fucking flaming queer,
what
aren't
is
you?
Going on here? Settle down. Oh my God!
Let me listen. Let me tell you something here,
Perry,
gay boy.
Talk to him after this.
Let
song.
Me tell you something here, punk.
Talk to him
hey,
after this.
Bitch! I will throw you in fucking jail. You fucking gay, fucking sick, perverted, homosexual cocksucker. You're going to fucking jail, you son of a bitch.
Perry, the system. The system.
I give a fuck.
False.
You're going to fucking jail, you son of a bitch. I'm going to throw you in fucking jail.
Perry.
You son of a bitch.
Perry, this
I'm
going
to get your motherfucking ass and throw you in fucking jail the moment I see you. You fucking motherfucking cocksucker.
I hope you enjoyed screams and yells from the Scaremaster. Now, we're going to be doing some best of shows in the upcoming weeks, and hopefully down the line, I'll be able to give updates about what's going on with our pilot and the project overall. Right now, all I can say is that we shot everything for this pilot, sizzle reel, maybe even a couple episodes. I don't know what it's going to be, but we've already shot that, and right now, officially, it's being edited and should be done shortly after this show comes out. I also want to announce that we have a very big best of show planned for down the road. This is where you'll be part of it, and we'll be counting down the top 10 podcast episodes of all time. These are the ones that are going to be chosen by you, the fans at home. Now, there's some complicated rules to this, and Mary Jane, do you want to give the rules?
No, thank you.
Well, then I guess I'll be doing that then. So let's see here. We've got a list. We need everybody to make up their list, naming their favorite top 10 Big 3 podcast episodes of all time. You put them in the order that you feel they should be in. Your favorite episode should be at the top, at number 1. Then it goes down the line, ending with your 10th favorite episode of all time at number 10. We'd also like to hear your comments on each episode if you'd like. Now, your comments may end up on our top 10 episodes of all time podcast, so in a way, it's kind of like getting a free $10 shout-out. We'd really like to have everybody's input on this, so please help us out. Right now, there's no deadline, so take your time trying to organize it to the best of your abilities. And within a few weeks, we'll let you know when we need your responses by. Now, where this says it's supposed to be sent is to Tom Brennan's Facebook account. Send him a private message. But from what I understand, he was still in Lancashire, England. He was doing running a bed and breakfast with John Quincy Adams. So I guess the thing is, if you don't get an answer, you know you sent it to the wrong place. But right now, that's where you'll send it. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, Mary Jane, how could they get in touch with you?
With the circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you.
Well, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at SimplyDon1, Facebook's Don Barris, Instagram SimplyDon1, Vine, I'm at Don Barris. Every night I'm over at the world-famous Comedy Store, Bar and Grill and Bait Shop, so stop by there. I'm always on late night. Monday nights we have the Ding Dong Show. That's at the Comedy Store, and that starts at 10 p.m. Very soon you're going to be hearing the Ding Dong Show podcast. It's going to be on Simply Done, the podcast network, so look here for that. The good news is if you ordered something from our store, it's going to be to you very shortly. It's just about to be sent if it's not sent yet. We had a real problem with some people. I'm real sorry about that, but I think we've rectified that. So if you want, get in touch with us at www.simplydonethepodcastnetworkstore.com. You can get all your favorite stuff over there. We're also going to be sending out the gifts that you got. If you did anything for our fund, anything, we just about got everything taken care of with the pilot money and where that's supposed to go. So when we take care of that, you're going to see your stuff that we promised you from that. Be sure to like us on Facebook. You'll find the official page at facebook.com/the Big Three Podcast. So I guess the only thing I can say now is goodbye.